This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we continue our series of occasional interviews with people who are making a difference, leading us to better lives in stronger communities. This afternoon, my guest is Rosita Romero. Born in the Dominican Republic, she is the executive director and co-founder of the Dominican Women's Development Center. The center works with Latina women in New York City, organizing them to deal with the problems they face day to day. The Dominican Women's Development Center has been serving the city since 1988. Name a problem, and chances are that Rosita Romero has gone after it. She's focused on housing, health, education, civil rights, and women's and family issues, including domestic violence and child care. She earned her BA in sociology at the University of New Haven and a master's in social work from Hunter College of Social Work. She's married and the mother of two children. Rosita Romero is the recipient of many honors for her work, and it's my honor to have her as my guest this afternoon. Rosita Romero, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me in the program, Celeste.
You're very welcome. Well, what's the mission of the Dominican Women's Development Center?
Well, we have a dual mission, and one of our mission is to empower women and to provide them with culturally sensitive services, and we do that in the areas of education, economic development, domestic violence, and prevention of child abuse. The second part of our mission is to organize women against gender inequality and for social justice. So in that sense, our organization is very different because we are not just a social service providing organization. We are also an advocacy and an organizing organization. So when we work with the women, we not only provide them with immediate relief for their problems, but we educate them to think, analyze things and think critically in a way that they can change the conditions that led to their individual problems, but making sure that they understand that individual problems are also related to community and systemic problems. So part of what we want to do is work with the women that work in the organization as well as with the families that we provide services to come together and all of us become agents of change to change the conditions that are oppressing all of us.
Mm. Had you been an activist prior to the founding of the center?
Yes. I became an activist since I was 15 years old, my latest years of high school and throughout college. And I have joined many women's organizations. My first works were in the area of reproductive rights, and at the time I was also living in Puerto Rico, so I joined the struggle for independence of Puerto Rico. And then when I came to the United States, I started working on immigration, of course, having become an immigrant. That touched me very personally, and I was very hurt by the way I saw immigrant families leaving. And this was back in 1979. Now I see that the conditions of immigrants have not improved tremendously. There's still so much rejection and xenophobia of immigrants, and we don't have a reform that can lead us to comprehensive reform that can help us join our families together. And as immigrants, we still go through so much discrimination because of the language, the different culture, and we're still living in substandard conditions. We don't have access to health care. And those are the conditions that the women that we work with are facing. And for them, it's even worse because they also have to take care of their families. They are trying to get ahead. They are trying to become empowered. But at the same time, they have so many responsibilities with their children and the elderly members of the family. And sometimes the men don't cooperate, and they have these sexist attitudes of wanting to control them or abusing them. So those are some of the issues that some of the women go through in our community. Of course, we also have the men that are supportive, and we always give credit to them. And that's one thing that as Latino women, we find ourselves dealing with this reality that sometimes we have to support our men because they are going through the same type of oppression that we're going through, and we have to join together in some areas. And we do have many good Latino men who are out there supporting us and working with us shoulder to shoulder. But, you know, there's still a lot of women that are doubly oppressed because of their sex and also because of being immigrants.
Mm. It's now been 20 years since the center's founding. I imagine over that period of time you've had some trying moments. What's your philosophy for getting through the rough patches?
I believe that when things get tough, the tough get going. I come from a family where the women are very strong, and I invoke my mother and my grandmother's spirit and the women that are around me in the community who are fighters, and they are the ones who give me the strength. And I'm saying, you know, I have been put in a position of leadership, and I have been inspired, and I have been given this blessing, so I cannot let myself, I cannot let people down, and I cannot let my spiritual guides who are telling me to go through this path, I cannot let them down. I know I have the strength, and that keeps me going.
Mm. Do you serve young women in the community, girls and adolescents?
Yes, we have an excellent program. It's called the Urban Butterflies, and they are chose that name themselves in memory of the Mirabal sisters who were killed in the Dominican Republic in 1960 when they were fighting against a dictatorship, and they have become national heroines. And these women have read about these women that inspire all of us, and they named themselves after them. And they are doing what we do with our young women is leadership development. We train them to become leaders in the areas of reproductive health. So we give them a lot of education on how to prevent teenage pregnancy and HIV and sexually transmitted diseases. We train them to be peer educators and to be leaders in the struggle in our communities against those diseases, because those diseases are affecting our community disproportionately. These young women are also activists. You should see them. They come with us to the marches for immigrants' rights. They come with us for the marches and demonstrations for housing rights. They attend conferences. They sit at panels. They organize trainings. They are planners. They are organizers. They are leaders. We are training them to become speakers and to deal with all the issues of internalized oppression, internalized racism, and just to become strong women like most of us in the organization are.
Mm. There we have to leave it. We're out of time. I really want to thank you again for talking with me this afternoon, and the best to you and to all the women whose lives you touch there in New York City.
Thank you very much.
Rosita Romero. Born in the Dominican Republic, she's the executive director and co-founder of the Dominican Women's Development Center. The center works with Latina women in New York City. It has been serving the city since 1988.